This is ABC Radio Brisbane with Rebecca Levingston.
So you're scrolling through Facebook and you see something you were to buy, a gift for a friend, maybe something for your home office. You click through, suss it out, all seems in order. You make a purchase via a secure payment service and wait for the item to turn up in the mail. Sounds good in theory. But Trina has been burned three times over the last month, is keen for others to be aware of the sending the wrong item scam, as she's dubbed it. Good morning, Trina.
Good morning, Beck.
What did you try and buy and what turned up in your letterbox?
Okay, so the first thing I ordered on February 6th was two bamboo cheese boards, you know, basically ones that have got little pull-out drawers and things that can make a platter.
Yes.
For friends. And I've got birthdays coming up in the next couple of months. So I thought, oh, that'd be ideal for so-and-so, and there's going to be, you know. So I spent $45 and I went through a secure payment service, and sometime later, in early March, I got a battery-operated, they called it electric, but it was battery-operated toothbrush, allegedly worth $5 at US.
So instead of a cheese board, a battery-operated toothbrush turned up?
Yes, this is true.
Okay.
And about a week later, on the 11th of February, I ordered a special stand for my office, one that puts onto my desk and holds different things.
Okay.
And it was worth $49, and I later received a hand towel, which the alleged value of it was US $20, but it was more like $2. It was literally a toweling handout. And then on the 28th of February, because I hadn't received the boards I'd ordered back at the start of February, I thought, oh, maybe there's going to be a delay. I should order some more. And look, I've got enough friends that I can spread these out.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, two board sets, cheese board sets, cost me $54 Australian. And eventually I received a watch worth an a paltry US $2.50.
Okay, that's three strikes. You got to be out, haven't you, Trina? Are you done with buying online?
I definitely won't be doing it without doing significant research. Mm. But it's also very tricky because all three of these companies were in China, two of them in Guangdong, and later I discovered they were in the same building, so I know it's a scam. Mm.
Did you actually communicate with the seller?
I did. I did all three. I sent an email saying, you have dispatched under the tracking number that you provided for my item, something else, you know. And all three have come back and said, well, you need to send us back the product, but it's going to cost you Australian $30 or more.
Right, which and could you even be bothered to do that financially or time-wise?
Well, it's not just that. It's just they won't be refunding you that cost.
Mm.
So you're out of pocket for the original, and now you're out of pocket for more. And I just felt, like your caller earlier, that that wasn't going to happen.
How much do you reckon you've lost all up then, Trina, money-wise?
Not quite. Just not quite $150. So I've learnt my lesson. And I've since discovered that it is a well-known scam called sending wrong item, and it's ballooned during COVID. And so my advice to others is to check out the item on more legitimate platforms. So I've since checked it out on a very large American sales platform, each of those items, and they are significantly more expensive. So that should have been for me. Had I done that step,
yeah,
I would have picked out that, you know, that's too good to be true sort of stuff.
Yeah. Trina, so, again, like, disappointing for you, but it's really generous of you to share this because it will be a word of warning for others. Thank you, and good luck when you actually do get your hands on a cheese board.
Yeah, well, there's one thing I would like PayPal to do, which is the secure system I use, is they need to be a bit more transparent because a lot of the information doesn't come until you've actually paid.
Ah, okay. All right, well, let me put a question about PayPal to my next guest. Trina, thank you. Good luck.
No worries.
Shopping online or in the flesh. And I wonder if you have purchased something online. We know that internet shopping has skyrocketed through this pandemic. How'd you go? Did you get what you paid for? 1300 222 612. Keen to hear from you this morning. Online shopping, whether it's a success or a scam, how did your online purchase play out for you? 1300 222 612, or you can send me a text 0467 922 612. In particular, be keen to hear if you have perhaps been a victim of this sending the wrong item scam. Did you buy one thing and actually had, you know, sunglasses or a toothbrush or a tea towel turn up. 1300 222 612. Detective Inspector Vince Burns is with the Queensland Police Service Financial and Cyber Crime Group. Vince, good morning.
Good morning, Rebecca, and good morning to your listeners.
You've just heard Trina's sad tale. Is this a sort of an identified scam, sending the wrong item?
It is an identified scam, and it has risen, as Trina rightly pointed out, particularly in the time of COVID since January last year. It's really an e-commerce scam. What we see is scamming as being part of the internet. It's a target-rich environment. We're all online these days. So different scams will come through, but particularly in relation to shopping scams, we see that the first morph or the first iteration of this was scammers creating their own websites, but we could pick out those warning signs. They didn't have the HTTPS or the padlock, poor use of English perhaps in some of the wording, and often photographs of products that were taken from legitimate sites. Now, with this particular sending the wrong item scam, we see that a lot of these scams originate on social media platforms, be it Facebook or otherwise. Facebook, from my stats, there's an indication that there's over 2.5 billion per month active users on Facebook. So small businesses want to use Facebook as a method, and they pay for their ads on Facebook, of course.
Yeah.
They want to use that as a method to get the customers. That is how our scammers, they're looking for those chinks in the armour. They're into Facebook, they're into other social media platforms, and they're using those platforms to communicate with potential buyers.
It's actually, it makes me think as well, from a small business perspective, if you are a legitimate business and, you know, lots of people have bought products online and it's been fine, but it sort of damages the reputation across the board, doesn't it? How do you establish if something is legitimate?
The best way to do that is, as Trina pointed out, it was to do the research. If we're going to spend money online, I often say to people, spend the time online researching as well. You may have six ads on Facebook or another social media platform that says, this is a fantastic product at a great price. Grab that photo, have a look at the description, go to a known site, as Trina may have done. It may have been Amazon, may have been a larger site. Look for the, and make that comparison cost. How is it these people are selling something for $40 when on a legitimate site it won't sell for under $200? That may be the warning sign that you need to say something may not be right here. But
yeah,
it does have a very negative effect on the e-commerce industry, and particularly on those legitimate small businesses whose either products are being undercut or photographs of real products are being used on fake scam websites.
Detective Inspector Vince Burns from the Queensland Police. He's with the Financial and Cyber Crime Group. Lots of texts and calls coming through on experiences, good and bad, you've had online. Vince, Mags has just texted saying you have 180 days to make a claim against a supposed supplier if you use PayPal. Is that correct?
I can't speak exactly to the terms and conditions of PayPal, even though I am a customer, and that's probably a good point. We see PayPal, we recommend using a known payment platform, a legitimate payment platform, to make payments. Again, our scammers, be they overseas, they have identified that issue. They know the terms and conditions probably better than you and I as users of what PayPal impose on us. As Trina said, when we want to send something back, hey, we got the wrong thing, they know that, PayPal will say, we're not going to refund you immediately. We're going to ask you to deal with a seller. Now, if you're dealing with a seller overseas who, as in Trina's experience, wasn't exactly, what's the best term for this, perhaps helpful,
yes,
then they're using that chink in the armour of PayPal's terms and conditions to their advantage.
Delay there tactic, yeah. And no, it's time is money these days. Yeah. All right, Vince, I'm going to leave it there because I want to go to some calls and texts that have come through, but I think hopefully you have made people investigate a little further. And the other thing that stuck out to me that you said, HTTPS, yeah, the S in that stands for security. That's also an indication of a legitimate website, isn't it?
That's right. And look for that padlock symbol. We really ask that people do your research online, check out those reviews, compare with an official website or a website that sells that product that you're comfortable with, and always look to ScamWatch as a website, www.scamwatch.gov.au. There's some great tips on there on how to identify these scams and the warning signs.
Great advice. Vince, thanks so much. Really appreciate your time. Detective Inspector Vince Burns with the Queensland Police Service Financial and Cyber Crime Group.
This is ABC Radio Brisbane with Rebecca Levingston.